Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I am Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come to your homes and tell you that there is truly something we can believe in. That something is truly Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I took a stand for him many years ago, but he took a stand for me many years ago when he hung up on a cross and gave his life and said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. But I lived in sin for many years. But thank God his deliverance came and I was set free. I was set free from my sins. So I'm thankful for that. So we're going to go to a song right now. I hope you enjoy this song right here. And it says, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths where I must trot. I'll have no fear, for I know he'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe in the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for Jesus walks beside me, and I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear that sound from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod. I'll fall asleep, oh, but I'll wake in God's new heaven. Sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storm clouds rage, storm clouds rise, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. I'll have no fear, for I know he'll walk beside me. And I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Yes, sir, I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I want to thank you. This is the first of the month. And we're doing pretty good, but we need some help, need some support on the broadcast. I appreciate the input that we got about Martha. I asked a question last week, did you want me to continue to play Martha's music? And several people have said yes, they want to keep hearing Martha as long as they possibly can. So I thank you for your input. I just felt like this is your ministry, and I'm just the MC of it. And I'm the preacher, of course, and I'm trying to bring a good program your way. So you just bear with me, and if you love Martha's music, I'll continue to play it on. But right now we're going to run into Tennessee Ernie Ford, and we're going to feature him on a song right here. And I hope you enjoy that. I ran into this tape the other day, and I really fell in love with it. And I said, well, I'm just going to feature one of his songs on my broadcast. So here it is, and you give it a listen to Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? Watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing.
Tennessee Ernie Ford did many years ago, and Tennessee Ernie Ford could really sing a song. He put a lot of meaning in it, and I just thought you'd like to hear that. So let's go right now and listen as I do this song. This song says, Peace in the Valley for Me.
Sorrow, oh my Lordy, no trouble. I'm gonna
see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me. Oh, yeah. For the bee from the wild will be led by a little child, and the lion he shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a little child, and I'll be changed, Lord, change of this creature that I am.
Valley for me. I remember when that song first came out, and that was a great song, and it's still just as important today as it was then. I appreciate you. I appreciate you with all my heart. I've been on this radio ministry a long, long time, since 86, but with your help and your support, we're going to continue on. We're having eye problems. It's hard to see, and the boxes are getting bad, but I try to find a CD box, but you just can't find them anymore. Seem like they got DVD boxes, but they don't have any CD boxes. And lightning came in on mine and burned them all up. So I'm having a time trying to keep the music coming. And as you probably can notice, but anyhow, we're going to magnify the Lord anyhow. If God be for us, who in this world can be against us? I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful that you can stand on the Rock of Ages. The Rock of Ages has been standing for a long time, and because if he be for me, there is no power that will ever stand against me. I love that statement. I believe in it, and I trust it. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
Days, her last meal almost gone, but God sent the prophet just to make his word be known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you ever ask him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. This old life comes by, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, and you think there's no one around. Just remember says, just to trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward heaven, 'cause help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. Those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way.
Yes, you just hold on just a little bit longer, because help is on the way. I'm going to do a song here for you now. I'm going to do a recitation, and I'm going to do a message, and I'll come back with a song. So let's get right into this, to the recitation and the sermon right now.
For so long I had searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by him, and now, praise the Lord, I am free.
Said, who the Son set free is free indeed. You can believe that. Your battle is not to defeat the devil. Your battle is to believe that he's already been defeated. Well, let's go and hear one more song. Now I'm going to come back and preach to you on the second coming of our Lord.
Heaven is
away from me. We're going to have to get off of here. So I'm going to do you another song, and then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And before we do the song, let's pray. Our Father, we're so thankful today that you've given us the time here on this radio station. Down through the years, we've been able to preach the gospel. And Lord, we preach to sick folks. We preach to lost people. And Lord, I feel like that this ministry has been a great benefit to everyone. And Lord, that's not brag. That's just facts. We believe that we have presented the gospel. And Lord, we haven't whitewashed it. Thank you for the grace of God that is so sufficient. Paul said, I prayed three times and said, finally, I got an answer. He said, my grace is sufficient. And Lord, I know that your grace is so sufficient today. So, Father, we're thankful for the sick. We're thankful for that, Lord, that you can heal the sick, that you can bring deliverance to the captive, that you can set at liberty those who have been bruised and bound. So into your hands we commit them, and we pray somehow or another, God, that you will use this minister that I might be able to reach some lost soul for Christ. And, Lord, I pray today there is someone right now praying in this, under the sound of my voice. And Father, I pray that you'll hear and answer their prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. And I believe there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. My Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real, for the Bible says, and I.
Write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia. Goodbye, be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
For I've seen the billows roll, and it brings the storms to my soul. But Jesus always been my stay.